Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. The first movie is The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2. Years later, after romance, secrets, battles, and transformations, it all comes down to this. Bella and Edward's daughter must be saved, and it's going to take both the vampires and the werewolves to do it.
My time as a human was over, but I never felt more alive. I thought we would be safe forever. But forever isn't as long as I'd hoped.
Creating an immortal child has long been outlawed, and is met with the severest form of punishment, death.
I'll never let anybody hurt you.
Up to now, the biggest battle these guys had to face was what team was the best one to be on, Team Edward or Team Jacob, but now that Kristen Stewart kind of solved all of that for us, it's time for a battle of the ages instead. Creepy bad guys against the less creepier not-so-bad guys. And of course, any battle wouldn't be complete with some drama, minor intensity, and of course, a few not-so-realistic action scenes. So clearly no one is going to go see this one for the acting, groundbreaking story, or the unrelenting suspense. People are going to go see this one for two reasons. Either you're addicted to the story and have to be a part of the end, or you have to celebrate that it's finally over. Either way, you're going to get pretty much what you expect. This one is what it is, and next November, we're all going to have to figure out something other to do than to wait for the next Twilight movie to come out. Now onto the next movie, which is completely opposite of Twilight. Steven Spielberg brings us a true story. It's Lincoln. America's at war with itself, and Lincoln was willing to do whatever it took to end that civil war and to make sure slaves were free forever.
We can't tell our people they can vote yes on abolishing slavery unless at the same time we can tell them that you're seeking a negotiated peace.
We are stepped out upon the world stage now. The fate of human dignity in our hands.
This fight is for the United States of America.
Now all I can say is I am so thankful that Lincoln took care of this problem back in the day, because if our current government was faced with such an important and enormous problem that would change the world forever, they would of course do nothing. But bringing history to the big screen can be a challenge, but the acting in this is amazing. Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Field, and everyone. And it's so authentic feeling, I was pretty sure after the movie I would leave the theater to find horses and buggies in the streets. But all that comes with a little tediousness. It was a bit too authentic, I couldn't always tell what they were trying to say, and a little too long. The movie does not have to be as long as the actual Civil War, but it's the story that no one should forget, and seeing the movie is a whole lot more interesting than reading a boring history book. So under Movie Night Traffic Light, Lincoln is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.